Nick D'Alsano and Cam Luke, just gone 7 o'clock. It is SEN Summer Breakfast for Carbone Lawyers with over 100 years of combined experience. Don't settle for less than Carbone Lawyers. Around 15 minutes away, Sean Grigg from the Tigers to jump on the line. We're going to talk the GOAT and what would have been Muhammad Ali's birthday today. So a question that is no doubt going to bring some passion and possibly a little bit of anger when it comes to...
It's all welcome.
It is, deciphering who the GOAT is. So we'll get to that fairly shortly. Just off the text. Fellas, I'm South Australian. I've been to Murray Bridge. I assure you it is not a beautiful part of the world.
Well, everything's a beautiful part of the world when you've got good tennis players. I like this one.
I don't want to be sitting here bagging Murray Bridge. I've only been there a couple of times, but I can see where the text is coming from.
I enjoy this one. It says, you two should be banned from running quizzes. I think I'll take most of the responsibility for that. You've just been bundled up as a package with me.
I'm assuming that's coming from SEN management, by the way.
I'd like to say I take responsibility for all the quiz, but a lot of the answers I don't actually work on. But we love all the feedback. It's all good fun.
We spoke a little bit, too, about off the top generation shifts and what's the success, and so much of it comes from, you know, Kyrgios and Tommy, but mainly Nick Kyrgios. And it was interesting because I was sort of pointing out the fact that I think it could happen in cricket, and people are saying it already does. Chris Lynn, they point out Chris Lynn a little bit, Sean Tate. I sort of, just to reiterate what I mean, I meant in a situation where a guy is in a test team or has an opportunity to play for Australia. So no disrespect to Chris Lynn right now, but he's not a test player, and Sean Tate, when he did it, was on the back of his career. But sooner or later, someone will say, I just want to play T20 cricket, and that's what I want to do.
So your example would be a young Will Pekowski who's saying, you know what, I'd love to play for Australia one day, but I'm not going to do that. I'm going to go down the 2020 path and try and earn as much as I can.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. No doubt. And I'm not saying that's great for the sport. I'm just trying to point out on the back of Kyrgios to what people find.
Do you think that'll actually happen?
It will happen at some, and it might not be 5 years, 10 years, it might be 20 years down the track, but I think at some, it might not even be in Australia. Now, we obviously talk more about it, but there, you know, we're seeing where the West Indies, and that's been a political minefield for a long period of time, that the cricket situation over there, but a lot of them play, you know, the domestic tournaments rather than, you know, for no money play the 5 day format, and you can make more money while doing less work, which the funny thing is, is the dream of so many people.
It's the Australian dream, isn't it?
It is.
Get paid more for doing less work.
But, like, I love the text messages of people coming through and talking about travelling the world, but I'm more suggesting at some point there'll be someone who has an opportunity to play test cricket.
Understand. Oh, yeah. I agree.
1-300-SEN to get involved. That's 1-300-736-736. DJ's there? No? Next hour. Okay, we're going to push back. Oh, Jackson Bird joins us on the line. Talking cricketers, Jackson Bird. I apologise. I thought it was DJ Kennedy. Let's get to Jackson Bird, who is on SEN Breakfast. Jackson, good morning to you.
Yeah, morning. How are you going?
Yeah, doing really well, mate. Doing really well. Exciting time of the year, of course. The Big Bash starting to fire up, and we're in a situation where so much cricket getting around. Do you enjoy it? Are you enjoying it?
Yeah, no, I am. Absolutely. I haven't been down in Melbourne for the last couple of years, been up playing with the Sydney Sixers, so to be back down in Melbourne, plenty going on in Melbourne at this time of year, so it's a great time of the year to be around. So. Yeah,
look, I know, you know, the Big Bash has been, I think we're Big Bash 8 right now, and we're understanding franchises, and of course you can, you know, up and leave and sign, you know, wherever you might be playing and what might be interesting to you and whatever it is. Do you think it's working for cricket? Do you like, and talking to other players, do you like the opportunity to say, hey, you know what, I play for this particular state, but geez, there's a franchise in that state that I want to go and play for 6 or 8 weeks?
Yeah, I think it's great. Look, I think, as a young guy, I came into the Star squad. I'd only played a couple of first class games of cricket with New South Wales, so I came into the Star squad and got the opportunity to watch guys like Dave Hussey and Cameron White and all those sort of guys go about their sort of day-to-day, careers, I guess. So I sort of got a bit of an insight on how the best sort of got to prepare and got ready for games and training, etc. So for a young guy, for me, that was, that was great. So I assume that the young guys coming through now, that it's pretty similar. So I think it's really good in that respect.
Jackson, we've been speaking all summer about the workload and the different formats and the coming and going. As a player that's playing predominantly at the one team, what is it like when you have other players going to represent Australia, coming back, being in squads, but then coming back? Is it a little bit unsettling at times to try and find some sort of continuity within your team?
Yeah, I mean, it is. There's no doubt that the Australian selections have hurt our squad for sure. You know, we've lost Maxi Stoin, Pete and Adam Zampa, which are four of the best, you know, best players in the world. So, yeah, I mean, it's going to hurt any team when that sort of happens, but I suppose the good teams, the teams that do well are the ones that have got really good depth. So, you know, we've got good depth here at the Stars, but we just didn't play the way that we would have liked in the last couple of weeks. We sort of had the opportunities to win a few games and we didn't really quite capitalise on it. So that's probably disappointing on our end. But, it's always good to welcome those sort of four calibre of players back into the team. So
when those guys do leave, it's obviously very hard to replace them. They're some of the best in the country. How important in cricket is it to have continuity, to actually understand how your teammates either bat or bowl?
You got to know, you know, what your teammates are, I suppose, are doing on the park. So, that's our job, I suppose, as cricketers now. We have to know what everyone sort of does on and off the field. So, when they do get an opportunity, if you do get an opportunity, you can slot straight in. Or if someone comes into the team, if you've been playing every game, you know, I suppose, their strengths and weaknesses. So, I suppose everything and anything that you know about your teammates is a positive. So,
hey, look, there's a lot being made of the fact, and you touched on with the players missing, and every time, I think Dwayne Bravo spoke on SCN a couple of days ago saying it's not an excuse, and you talk there about the depth and, you know, what we just haven't been able to do it. But it's a legitimate reason in sport if you're missing some of your best players, as in the performance might not get to another level. When you're in a situation, now we're going to see the players be available for the derby on Saturday. How do you continue to talk about what you're going to focus on over the next couple of weeks, where there is sometimes some uncertainty about who's going to be playing?
I suppose you just got to take it by game by game focus, mm-hmm. I guess. We've got the guys for the next, I think we've got them for the rest of the tournament,
yep.
But I suppose when there's a bit of uncertainty with teams and with squads and stuff, you've just got to take it game by game. So, it's pretty tough with the way that cricket scheduling is at the moment. You're always going to have guys missing here and there. So we're actually luckily for the rest of the tournament, we've got most of our guys back. I know Pete's obviously disappointingly been dropped from the test team. That's a bonus for us. So we've unexpectedly, I suppose, got him back for the rest of the tournament, which is good for the Stars, but, yeah, obviously not so great for Pete, unfortunately. So.
Jackson Bird joins us on SEN Summer Breakfast. Melbourne Stars and the Renegades, Marvel Stadium on Saturday, Derby. It's going to be chockers in there. Make sure you grab your tickets. Interesting last week, Trevor Holmes, you obviously spoke about the test squad, and communication's a lot been made of it and all the rest of it. You've played for Australia. You've got a baggy green. Have you ever felt like you could pick up the phone and call a selector and ask a question if you weren't being looked at, or you felt that maybe you should be in a team or in a squad? Have you ever picked up the phone or felt comfortable enough to do that?
Yeah, look, I've never had any problems with, like, the selectors in terms of communication and stuff. I'm not the type of bloke that would ring up the selectors and, you know, call them and see where I'm at. Look, not getting picked in a team when you sort of build it up and you expect to, or if you think you're a strong chance of getting in a squad or whatever and you don't get in, it's bloody hard to take. So that's sort of something that over the last couple of years I've learned to sort of steer clear of, in terms of I just don't worry about selection at all. So, there's a couple of times that I've sort of thought I was going to make a squad and, waited for the phone to ring and that sort of stuff. And when it doesn't ring, it's hard to take. So, the lines are always open with the selectors. I'm not the type of the guy that sort of rings them up and to see where I'm at. But, it's one of those things you can't control, really. So I sort of try to steer clear of it my mental sort of state, really.
Fair enough, too.
Let's quickly move to tomorrow before we let you go and get back to your Friday. Huge game, Marvel Stadium tomorrow against the arch rivals, and the derby's on. What do you need to minimise from the Renegades' point of view to get over the line? Something outside that, if I'm watching the game tomorrow, which I will be, that I can I can identify something?
Well, for me personally, I'll be trying to stop their, you know, top couple of batters. I think Sam Harper's had a really good tournament, sort of come in and, yeah, he's been hitting bowls all around the park. So he's someone that's definitely someone we can stop. And then you've got guys like Muhammad Nabi, who's, you know, he's a world-class all-rounder, and Dan Christian as well. So, yeah, they've got strength all across the park. So, yeah, I guess whatever we do tomorrow, whatever we do to start the game, we've got to do it well. So, you know, I love playing cricket at Etihad. So, yeah, a bit of rain around today. So hopefully they keep the roof on and, yes, you know, I might swing around a bit tomorrow. So,
hard to get low cloud cover when there's a roof on as well.
Very true.
Yeah, that's right.
Jackson, thanks for joining us. I know it's early morning as you get prepared for that big game tomorrow. It's going to be rocking. Enjoy the rest of the tournament. And although the Stars haven't been able to consistently put it together just yet, it's such a close tournament and
plenty
still
of time,
a fair bit to go, which has been a fair bit made of as well. You might be able to force your way into finals, and who knows from there, mate. Appreciate your time as always, and good luck.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Good Jackson Bird from the Melbourne Stars there, the Renegades and the Stars to go. And at 6:45 at Marvel Stadium, if you can't be there, Big Bash Nation will be right across it between the two Melbourne T20 Big Bash rivals. All right, all thanks to Snitz. Obsessed with golden brown pan cooked schnitzel. Now, of course, I can't read. In fact, DJ Kennedy, after 8 o'clock. So looking forward to that. But Sean Griggs up next from the Tigers. They're getting into a big preseason to right the wrongs of prelim night last year. He'll tell us all about it next on SEN Summer Breakfast.